It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Well, I spent a lot of time ad-libbing and reading from a book in the last hour, and I'm afraid, even though I've got calls, I'd really, if Betty and others would please hold the line and let me do a little bit reading and ad-libbing, addressing myself to a very, very serious problem in this country, which you may not see. But I predicted this like 40 years ago, and I'm reading a book that's 40 years old, predicting the future. For which reason, I left a nice home in California to come up here. So I started a new school, because I wasn't going to send my kids to those schools over there. And we had five stabs at it, and even in Los Angeles, I tried to start a school, but it didn't work. The fifth time, it worked beautifully. We have the beautiful school, and I'm suggesting that you go to the website and see how beautiful it is. It's brightonacademy.org, and there's a little video that you need to watch. It's absolutely beautiful. They're going to do more to that website, but you're going to see happy children who love going to school, love their teachers, not bullied into submission. And I want to warn you, ladies and gentlemen, please, when it comes to going to high school, you know, middle school, then there's high school, you got to be very careful. There's a lure. There's a very dangerous lure in high school. It's a sex machine. It's where everything goes. It is a sort of, it is like a magnet for the weakness to involve the children into sex and drugs and rock and roll and whatever it is. That's what high school's all about. Keep them out of that. You really need to keep your children out of all public schools unless it's locally managed and well, you know, but disciplined. So you must understand, how could you not see? How could you not see what was being done to your children? How could you be so blind? I will tell you, because your family's broken down. And the wife works, and the husband works, and you've got two cars and every... greed, selfishness, see? And making the pleasures of the world... pleasures, two cars, every garage, three cars in every garage, two chickens in every pot, and women being dissatisfied and being made to dissatisfied with being loving wives and bored, thinking that women are having more fun. Try being a man out there in this world today. I don't know how women could stand it. It's bad enough for men. War is bad enough for men. Why would women want to be involved with that? You understand what I'm saying here? So, but I'm talking to you about schools. What asses you must be. I moved up here 25 years ago. I'm taking my kids out of these public schools. There's no future for these kids here. And up I came. And plunked myself down in the middle of a Ku Klux Klan town. Didn't know it. But so I survived it. It was pretty awful. But I survived it. And I'm a respectable citizen here now. I've built a nice school called Brighton Academy. You need to go to the website. Their website is beautiful. I suggest civil war's coming. And you do not understand the sophistication with which you are being conquered. And the enemy is closing in from the south, you know, from Nicaragua all the way up to the... That's why the traitors in your government want the borders open. Are the borders as secure as they'll ever be? They're lying through their rotten teeth. You know that very well, that is. You find even that, you know, they're on the side of the cartels in Arizona. I mean, your borders are open. Your borders is an invitation for the communists to come up through all the South American states, countries. Don't you see it? You're open wide. You're asking for trouble, just like the psychotic that walks down the mall. You know, the psychotic person, the person who's a pleaser, sends out a signal. You know, I won't hurt you, you can have me. I won't fight, I love you. I conquer with love. Yeah, sure. So America's become too nice and too good, looking for the love and respect of the world. But instead, it's this object of contempt, not because it's strong, but because we're weak, feeble people. Okay? Our soldiers, those who volunteer are noble. They see what we're losing, and they're trying to bring out the way of life that's supposed to be America to other countries. But while they're doing it, we're pissing all that away here. Fighting, arguing, drinking, drugging. Now, come on, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to wake up, please. It's time. Be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, like Hannibal's electing cannibal kings, so do we hypocrites and weaklings elect people who cater to our weakness, cater to our weaknesses. The need for drugs and gambling. There used to be a time when Al Capone was put in jail for gambling and doing the things the government does now. It's just a matter of who makes it legal. So he died for running brothels and gambling and drugs. But we're going to make that legal. I mean, gambling is legal and prostitution is legal in some areas and killing babies is legal. I mean, what have you come to? How low can you sink and be the example to the world? So don't you understand those when you have married and you have children and unwanted children and then someone comes along and said, well, what we need is wanted children. We don't need unwanted children. They're not babies. You're not human. How is it you can go along with all these things? How is it you don't have the strength? Only a few people have the strength, and they get smashed to smithereens. Anyway, although they themselves, let me see this. There's the tyranny of alcohol, drugs, material things, medicine, music, husbands, wives, churches, labor. But last but not least, the worst of all is the tyranny of political dictatorship. This is, I'm reading from this book now again. I'm starting to read Hypnosis of Life. It's towards the end of the book. It's all through the book. But it also gives the solution to the problem. But this is the description of your future. That's 40 years ago I'm writing like this. Although they themselves are responsible for bringing into existence the counterculture, the heads of state, see, it's communist now, are naturally envious of the role of in illegally assisting the people's psychosis, in the schools and you have a Raza and La Raza in the schools and communists in the schools, and we love Obama in the schools. It's been going on for years and years and years, and they weren't teaching anything. They were just creating revolutionaries. We never did a thing. We actually gave the teachers more money for it. We rewarded them. As long as we could enjoy ourselves and drink and drug and have two cars in every garage and have latchkey kids, I got it backwards. We've lost it. The art of being parents and learn that we lost our love of Creator. And then we got to go to churches and the minister tells you Jesus loves you the way you are. No, he doesn't. Like jealous women, the aristocracy of the elected officials fear losing the power to the various criminals and subculture dictatorships. And they all fight over the miserable carcasses of the people, like a mother, daughter-in-law fighting over the wretched son. Like the underworld creeps they mostly are, governments, officials never address themselves to the real cause of social problems, for fear that people awaken to their addiction to culture and the puppet bureaucracies and business, religion, and medicine which parasite on their weakness. The sleepwalking serfs in a democracy, feudal systems, are caught between the parasites of the underworld and the cultural barons called politicians. Between them, they perpetuate the social and antisocial systems, both of which encourage the weakness of the people who are lined up at the trough like cows, busy feeding their egos, but they don't know they're being milked. The dictatorship of this kind of liberty sets up for the ultimate dictatorship of chains. The kind of people who teach you to abuse freedom are quietly building cages. Those who belong to either the bureaucrats or the criminal hierarchy, there's not much difference between them. They've got something going between them. They have a rich way of living. They're psychotic victims, that's you, have an expensive way of dying, which seems like living. The psychopaths are kings and queens of culture, creator of the psychotic's dream world, and the payment for the services is death. The payment for sin has always been death, but without truth to reveal death for what it is, we can turn it around to mean something natural and noble. Sleepwalking, the world is headed for destruction. Only those few who can see the handwriting on the wall will make provisions and be saved. After a lifetime of corruption, too afraid to face the truth, the old can come to see death as a blessing. Death is the scoundrel's last refuge from reality. It is the last and ultimate psychotic episode. Everything is backwards in this world. Death is life, hell is heaven, and darkness is light, and evil is live spelled backwards. If your sin life depends upon evil inspiring your ego with a sense of well-being, you use evil by loving it and bringing it and being loved in return, then you use it again when you hate, and then you are hated. You award a good judgment to the sustaining evil for serving your kingly feelings, and later you hate it for betraying you. Between the two extremes of emotions, love and hate, and the hate that leads to love and the love that gets betrayed and leads to hate again, your ego is held fixated away from reality in a psychic state, a trap of judgment. Psychotic always winds up with a booby prize. He gets to sit on an imaginary throne as king and judge. As a psychotic, your entire life is sustained by the use of something evil or the abuse of something intended for your good. A typical male, for example, must have an outright, the same purpose. A helpmate is not enough for him. The lower you sink, the more you need the surfaces of evil to help you stay ahead of the judgment you feel upon yourself. Any way you slice it, it's always the wickedness which sustains you in your delusions of grandeur and self-righteousness. Your ego development is entrusted to Satan and human through human agencies. Foolish souls love to love evil, and my, how they love to hate it. They love to tear it down, but they're not going to do that, because it's too busy building them up. As I said before, when you deal with the mafia, they own you. And then they have an unwritten spiritual law on their side that allows the hell to claim what rightfully belongs to it, that's you. And so it goes on like that. You know, all addiction is a slavery to an ego support. Addiction represents the stubbornness of pride escaping reality. You got 28,000 people killed last year on the borders, fighting over 30 million drug addicts, the need to supply 30 million drug addicts and then some. There's more than 30 million drug addicts in America. Most of you have taken drugs sometime in your life, and you are responsible for the death of those people. Don't you understand that? Every one of you who's taken a drug is part of that system. Now it's time for you to wake up. Now there's a lot of people who never will wake up. You can't wake them up. They don't want to wake up. They love evil. They love the surfaces of the illusions of grandeur, the illusions of worth. Money can give you illusions of worth. Women can give you illusions of worth. But what kind of women are they? And who is it that gives you the money? Because they love you? No, because they put you in chains with it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I won't read any more, because I don't think you care. Because, you see, if you look carefully, all the rich people, all the riches, the people who are making a good living, you go to, even Las Vegas, you go to most of the casinos, they're full. And you go to the state fairs, people are spending money in droves, entertainment. My daughter's in the entertainment fair business. She's making a fortune. I think she is anyway. She's doing very good. And because people look for distraction in difficult times rather than facing the difficult times. My daughter tells me she has a cooking show. Just maybe it's a comic relief here, and then I'll give you the phone number. I'll give you the phone number, 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883. I'm finished with the book now. But she tells me a story. She says, you can't believe this. She says, how many people, she's doing a cooking show, how many people have ever whipped cream? 1%. And how many women have made lemonade? 1%. See? And it's like, it's crazy. So she's actually, of course, she makes a lot of fun when she's doing a cooking show. And they loved it. You know, she's booked for next year and next year and after that. But she has a petting zoo as well. And about 30 people working with her. But what she tells me is, she said that one day she was showing 10-minute recipes, how you can make healthy foods. But she says, when you say healthy foods, nobody's interested. Healthy, but, you know, gourmet foods. You know, scrumptious foods. But when you say healthy, they're not interested. If you say unhealthy foods, they're interested right away. So then, but the point is, she makes jokes about it. So when she makes some healthy food, it smells so good. But in this case, the fair decided that, or the government, local government, that because it wasn't a proper kitchen, she couldn't give out the food. So the people, were so delicious and it was so alluring, the people came up, listen to this, you won't believe it. The people came up just to smell it and to drool over it, just to smell it, like drug addicts. And she's not joking. The average person doesn't know how to cook. You know, how it goes to get, you know, totally lazy. And what more can I say? I guess I better take some calls, because the young lady has been waiting for a while. This book is called The Hypnosis of Life, and it's... when I say psychotics, I say psychosis is a state to varying degrees removed from reality, which is most Americans. Not that there are some Americans wide awake and sensible. There are. There's not enough to save us. So I'm trying to kick your butt into awakening, showing you how weak you are, how feeble you are, and trying to get you to see this idea of pleasing people. And how many times have I said this in the course of a week? Are you a people pleaser? Are you a people pleaser, yes or no? Have you been taught by your preacher, your rabbi, you go along to get along? Don't you understand that there's a certain kind of human being? There's a certain kind of human being that sees that love for what it is, a weakness to, it's an appeasing love. It's an appeal. It is saying to even your dog, love me. Please love me. I'll do anything for you. Just love me. Complete me. Give me a sense of worth. That's what men would do with women. Look to women for a sense of completeness. They're complete asses. That's what happens. See? You make a woman into a god. You make your little dog, pet dog, into a god, a shaggy god. You see the dog whisperer, Cesar Millan. I remember his name now. Cesar Millan, yeah. And you see that little tiny poodle frightens the owner. It's the pack leader, the little tiny poodle, snapping away, tearing up the furniture. And frightening, but she wants the love of this dog, and she wants to get it. And the more she loves the dog, the more the dog gets meaner because it feels power. And this is a human being. And when Sinsa Malan picks up the dog, it snarls at him, but he knows how to deal with it. And after a while, he tames it. And while he's taming, he has to hold the dog while it's struggling. The lady of the house, "Oh, please don't hurt my little puppy." He's not hurting it. He's disciplining it. But the same way, you see that, you know, you can turn a dog into a, you can turn any one of your children into a bully. And it could act like that little poodle and manipulate mother. You manipulate mother. You see them in the supermarkets, the kids screaming, "I want this, I want that, I want this." And she, you know, the mother doesn't know what to do, and he gives them points to this, and then he throws it aside. "No, I don't want that, I want something else." And you give him that, he throws that down. You see that often. A mother's controlled. The child learns to be a tyrant. But she's mother's bringing out the tyrant in the two-year-old. What? How much more will she bring it out in her husband? Or some psychopath that understands how to exploit that weakness and make it look like a virtue. Pretend to be a friend for a while and suddenly pull off the mask. Now it's the enemy. All of a sudden, bang, she's upset. Now she don't want, being upset is what set her up to be subservient to a bully, trying to please it. It actually, what is happening, if you want to put it in spiritual terms, is that when people seduce you and you haven't got character, you would, however it happened, and I'm not blaming you for it, that it did happen because you come into this world and you've been robbed of your riches, even when you're small, before you even had a chance. So you can't always be blamed for it, and God, that's why God forgives you. That's why you are pre-forgiven. If you could only wake up and accept it and not think of your conscience as your enemy. So that's the reason why. Trying to make these points here that all of you, to some degree, are bullies and cowards. And every bully is a coward before a bully themselves. So maybe your father was a bully and you're only 2 years old and you grew up to be a wimp. Or you grow up to be a bully like your dad. There is no other choice once you've been separated from your ground of being. Ground of being is very hard to find because there are so many people who are bullies and cowards. So when you come into the world, your wife, your mother may be a coward before your father, but she's a bully to you. Or something like that. Yeah, and the teacher the same way. Nice face to your to the parent, and another face to you when you, because as a bright person, you're brighter than the teacher. I used to be brighter than the teacher, and the teachers didn't like it. I was brighter than my sergeant. That sergeant didn't like it, but I bullied him. I bullied him into submission. I just didn't respond. He said, "Attention." I spent attention, but my soul didn't stand to attention. He couldn't get to my soul. And you can be that way in a factory. You go to work and the foreman is specially chosen to bully you into work harder, to turn you into a slave. They're not satisfied with just having you work harder. They want your soul. They bully you into submission. You make your life miserable. So you try harder and harder, and then you come home and take it out on your wife. And there it goes. It's everywhere. It's everywhere in America. There's hardly a place that isn't. Even your fellow co-workers will be jealous of you. And talk about you, because you're decent. When I came to America, this was a decent country. There were some bad apples. Get it. Now there's a few decent people, a small percentage, and even the Tea Party, full of decent people, do not know how to deal. You do not know how to deal what's coming down on you. You need instructions on this. I wish I could lend myself to what's going on, but I'm not able to, and for many reasons not obvious to you. But this program is an attempt to all the Tea Party goers that you will meet with intimidation. I do recommend that if you're listening, that you carry no signs. That, you know, if there's a million of you there, you're very quiet. And if you're very quiet and very solemn, it has a much more powerful message than holding signs and making slogans. It means nothing. That is a sign of weakness, as if you can persuade the tyrants. It will not, but silence, quietness, and at it a solemn silence, no anger. That fills the atmosphere that will frighten them to death. And then you can catch the ones that are unruly. You can catch the ones that are causing trouble. Little spots here and there, take care of them. Silence, quiet, speeches. But mostly speeches, not about that, about your own inadequacies. Like the reason I'm talking to you today about your own inadequacies, because you cannot fight this war. You cannot fight this war. This war is not in Germany or Japan. This is a war. You are surrounded on all sides. You got enemies in the Middle East. They want your life. They want to build a mosque right where the Twin Towers fell. You got enemies coming up from the south, you know, through the Americas. You know, can't you see it? The borders are open. Your soldiers are away fighting. Now let me talk about what should be obvious to you. Let me show you what should be obvious. A mosque built next to the 9/11 site? Are you kidding? Don't you understand what that means? Now there's two ways you can handle this. The State Department will say, well, if we let us build a church in Mecca, we'll let you build a building there. It'll build a nice big church. Right, they won't do it. So, well, if you won't do that, then you can't do it. That's simple, very simple. We're at war with this kind. We're at war with the kind of people who want to put one of the reasons why this site is chosen. I will give you the reason. If it's not obvious to you, O'Reilly, see you playing around with this. How dare you? You said the buck stops with you. You know the reason for it. But you won't say it. You're a miserable coward. Sorry. You won't say it. You just diddle around and talk around it. And is he on? You know, is he in touch with the people? Is his polls going? It's nothing to do with that. This is a president that is using the communist agenda that is very rich, very communist agenda that he was surrounded with when he was a kid. To fulfill a Muslim purpose. That's it. So, he'll wish it on him. But he's playing a dangerous game. But he can't help himself because he got himself involved, you know, in his naive years with the wrong mob, the wrong kind of people, and he couldn't help it. It's the world he came into. But I tell you what, it's like putting a flag, putting a mosque there, is deliberately intimidating the American people into submission. Islam is submission. And putting a flag on the moon, or to put it in unsavory terms in impolite society, what a dog does to mark his territory. Why don't you get it? Okay. That's it. Will anybody repeat this? Or are you going to, what is it, the Huffington Times? How comes the Huffington Times gets honorable mention and I don't? Try that one. Put that on the YouTube. All right, we'll be right back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Are you ready to stop struggling with your problems?
Every night I'd take a drive out into the wilderness area around here and sometimes wept because I couldn't figure out what was still wrong. What he did for me is he bore witness to everything that was already running through my mind, and through doing that, helped me delve into my past and see where things went wrong. And as the resentment has fallen away, as he says, without trying, my bad habits are disappearing.
Are you ready to stop being so emotional and angry and upset all the time?
The drinking's gone. The drugging is gone. I quit smoking 5 months ago, and I don't even care about it anymore. It's amazing. I've lost 15 pounds in the last 2 months, and I'm running again. And it's all without saying I have to do it. It just happens.
These are the words of people whose lives have changed radically because they've discovered how to gain control over their negative emotions.
I know that a lot of people are listening because I was, and I was really hurting. And I just turned on the radio, and it really helped me just, like, have peace at night. But I feel like I had to call him. You know, it's very important that he stays on the radio and he still gives his advice, even though people may feel that it's harsh or whatever they may feel, but it's honest and it's real, and people need to hear the truth and not have it sugarcoated.
He's very much appreciated, and he has helped me. It's been taking years for him to personally get through all the layers of things with me, but coming along, we're always reaching out for an answer, and we're not reaching in. I found that in being still, it's so effortless that we're so used to our own will, we don't see it. It's all the different ways that he attacked that. I can't imagine the prison system and the military going without his services.
These people have discovered that stress itself really isn't the problem. It's the way we react to it. Learn how to deal with stress properly, and all of your other problems will begin to fade away.
Roy, thank you for all the truth you said. And since I listen to you regularly, I went from 300 pounds to 140. Before that, I quit being promiscuous. I gave up pot. I gave up going to bars. Married. Oh, we are still married, almost 30 years. Listening to you, I got so much better as the years passed. Our daughters never did pot, never got drunk, never were promiscuous. Both are married, one to a soldier, one to a Marine. We're that blessed thanks to you waking just one of the parents up.
Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Learn a simple technique that will change your life. Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know. Are you ready to take control over your life?
Before I got involved in doing the observation exercise, I used to go to a 12-step group. I don't go to them anymore because I discovered that they're basically worthless because all I'm doing is talking about my past. Since I started doing the exercise, I barely think about the past anymore. It's going away. But even in those periods when I used to go to these recovery groups, it seemed like the longest period of time I could ever go without backsliding would be like 3 months. This time, I don't feel guilty about what I did. I understand what I did. This type of an incident in the past would have put me in a depression. I would have stopped working, just created more and more pain for myself. You talk about how you effortlessly will leave these things behind, and it's so true. It's so amazing.
Are you ready to stop struggling? Visit FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, a simple concentration exercise that will change your life. Learn how to deal with stress properly. Visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So would you do me a favor, then I'll take my calls. Would you just tell your friends that that those people who want to build on next door to the World Trade Center are not just being insensitive. They're building a shrine, or they're marking their territory like a dog marks his territory. That's it. In other words, submission. That's it. That's how it works. And you let them build that? that's the beginning of the worst of things. All right. It's not just a matter of sensitivity. It's to them victory. Smash down capitalist building, build a mosque right next to it. Get it? It is the way a dog marks its territory. Can you imagine what a dog does to mark its territory? It's not quite as nice as putting the flag on the moon. It's conquest. You have submitted. You're done. Why can't you talk to each other that way? Instead of saying, you know, it's politically insensitive with all the stupid arguments. That's the only reason. That's the reason. And you're going to submit to that? You're going to have friends, political friends of that, who want to bring this country down? Everyone who agrees with that is an enemy of America. Everybody who yields to that, looking for the approval of the world. This is not America looking for the approval of the world, especially the people who've done 3,000 lives in. Those same people. Who else would, not even good Muslims would, or even good Muslims are arguing against that. If they are good, and a lot of them are. It's that group that's huge. There must be 150 million of them. Come from all nations. So he said, hard to pin it on a nation. But you need to declare war on them. And he said, no. And you need to throw the politicians out who say yes. And don't read the newspapers of people who agree, because they are enemies of the state. And if you can't recognize that in their speech. Look, there was war where there shouldn't have been. Churchill called it the needless war, because the head of the BBC was a Nazi and would let him speak for 10 years from 1928 to 1938 until war was imminent. And he was clearly the one that could lead us through. And then the liberals, who agreed to appease Hitler and accuse Churchill of, you know, hurting the sensitivities of the German Nazi people. But remember, that as an accusation came from the head of the BBC, who chronicled that and brainwashed the British people. But they were easily brainwashed, because they didn't want war anyway. They all wanted a nanny state before the war, and after the war they wanted the nanny state again, and Churchill was warning them, saying, look, they're going to do it again. What's the use of fighting? It goes on ad infinitum into the future, and now we've got the same thing in America. Appease. You'll fight a war. You may be strong enough to beat, but this time you're getting it from all sides. You're outnumbered. So you ever better find it now. You better find whatever it is you're going to find now and get together every nation, every good person of every race and color, and we need to join forces. Never mind politics. It's the good. Right and wrong. Never mind partisan politics. That's wicked. Good people need to, for every race, every color, that's goodness is a quality that is common to all the peoples of the earth. It only needs to be proclaimed in America. And we need to stand for it and throw the buggers out. All right, now we're going to be... All right, so Americans are largely silent as their nation is systematically destroyed. That was in one of the, of all places, a Canadian newspaper. All right, now, I won't read all that right now, but I'm going to take my calls. I've got to take a few. Okay, so most of the time I've been just sounding off. Betty in Texas, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. What a patient lady you are. You must have patience of a saint. You don't need my help now. And what can I do for you?
I'm calling about my little great-grandson.
Yes.
He's extremely emotional.
Yes.
He fibs, he bullies, he gets angry easily.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 10.
He said, but what kind of parents does he have?
Not good.
Yeah. Which one?
His stepdad, probably more than his mom.
Yeah, well, he has no business having a stepdad. Unless the husband dies, is that your son?
No, it's our granddaughter's child.
Your grand, your granddaughter's child. So, so
and
it's
she was
it's
if you're. She had him.
Yeah, I know, but see, she was. But she, what did you say just now? I missed that.
I said she wasn't married when she had this child.
Oh, I see. So.
Or when that's she not, had the second one either.
Oh dear. So, I don't know what I can say. I mean, how can I intervene with this? Do you have the child over your house often?
He's here right now. He's been here about 4 weeks this summer.
Well, how patient are you with him? How patient are you with when he throws a tantrum? Because there's the skill. There's the magic if you can just be patient with him and let him throw a tantrum and let him call you names. And you just stay unruffled. And if you can just stay calm, he may come to respect that as authority. Because there's no such authority in that home he comes from.
No.
It's just bullying. It's just bullying and arguing and fighting. And he's resentful. He's picking up on that, and you know. So, you sound like a very stable lady. May I? He says 10 years old.
Yes.
Can I send you a CD? So you said, why don't you listen to this? It's a CD that my grandchildren love it. I have some grandchildren. David's sons, the 1-7, they love to listen to Grandpa's record CD.
Okay.
And they're as bright as they can be. And if you can let him listen to it, it may have a magical effect on him, and it may not, but I think it will.
Okay.
You know, you may want to listen to it to yourself and make it loud enough so he can kind of hear what's going on.
Okay.
And see that?
Yeah.
Try that.
Okay.
And then always talk to him about, you know. One of my sons hobnobs with very wealthy, well-known people, and he's always introducing them to me. He said, "Listen to my dad. You know, here's my dad. Here's Mr. So and so." And in that 5 minutes, and you know, they ask me what I do, and within that 5 minutes, I've expressed an idea, what I do, to the point where rather than explaining what I do, I explain their life away from them. And In the process of explaining what I'm doing, I'm actually talking to them about their fault and how easy it is for them to become a better person. Believe it or not, I'm able to do that in 5 minutes. And they say, "Your father, you know what your father said? He made me realize, my God, life is so simple. Now I know what's wrong with my wife." See?
Oh, okay.
There's ways you can talk to your grandson about being patient and forgiving, not being angry with dad and mom because they came from bad homes and they don't see what they're doing. And if you can just learn to not be angry, the world's yours. There's ways of saying that, and it'll come to you. It will come to you. Little children understand this.
Yeah, he's been listening to one of your tapes, Roy Talks to Children.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and he likes that.
Okay, and if he likes that, there's good in him.
Yeah,
and now
he's
say,
got a good heart.
I'm sure. So if you let him listen to the CD, because the CD is good for everyone, even little children.
Well, my husband gets impatient with him.
Oh, then you need to stand in the way of them and say, "Husband, you must not be impatient with my grandson. He has enough impatience in his own life, and your grandson will watch you and with great dignity stand up to that husband who's impatient and get in the way of that and say, 'If you want to be impatient with me, you be impatient with me. I'm old enough to take it, thank you.'" And that boy will be stunned into delight.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Okay.
Thank you. Very much. Nice of you to call.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I think that's a nice idea, actually. We're going to go to Peter the Pumpkin Eater. No, that's not quite right.
Hey, Roy,
Peter.
Nice to talk to you.
Hello, Peter.
Hey, I've read your book on words, and one of the things I zoomed in on was this, like the dark entity taking the place of the Holy Spirit, you know, the light.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I never got the one to meditate, you know, that I'm going to get that, but you know, I listened to you on the radio, and you know, I think I know how to do it correctly, and I've been doing it for like a month and a half, and you know, for the last, like, the first 3-4 weeks, you know, I've learned how to, like, separate myself and make quiet, you know.
Very good.
You don't have those thoughts from your mind going into your mind and talking to each other. It's just quiet.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Then something new happens. That's what happens.
Well, the fact is, though, that, you know, sometimes you get some, you know, like today I was doing it, and something really, like, scary came out just for, like, a split second.
I know. Well, that's important that you learn to deal with that properly. Otherwise, you'll be scared to meditate, and you'll it's something that will scare you into not doing it, so that you reject the light that's shining on it. See, there's a light that will shine on it, and when you're entangled with it, you think that you get scared with it. So it feels fear through you, so you were made feel uncomfortable with that and shrink from the light as it shrinks away. It takes you with it. You've got to be very careful.
It was definitely demonic, and it was like all black and burnt up.
Sure.
Like eyes were all two black holes, and it just showed up for like a tenth of a second, like lightning fast, but it put like a lightning bolt through my body, man. From, you know, not my head, but like from my shoulders down to my toes.
I believe you. I believe that. Now you're beginning to see what's been lurking hidden inside you all the time, and everybody on this earth has one of those.
Right. So,
everyone has to varying degrees of development.
Well, the thing is, you know, I remember Jesus saying, you know, like you get rid of one demon. Then all of a sudden the other demons find
out. What he says is if you repent of it and you don't appreciate basically your redemption and to hold fast to be learning to deal with imperfect people perfectly. That's my words, way of saying it.
Okay.
He says if you fall away from this wonderful opportunity to live a whole new life and to be a champion of the light, so that you know you stand your ground and thick and thin, and through bad times and good times, you learn how to deal things with and to do more calm way that represents the kingdom of heaven on this earth. If you start to fall away and give out into the pressure of the world, then seven others will come in and take its place.
Well, I'm not sure if I got rid of it, though. You know, to tell you the truth, I just saw it for like a split second. You know, but it's a scary thing, and it can't hurt you, can it?
It can if you get upset and stop meditating and run from the light.
Yeah, I didn't do that. Yeah.
And resent what you see or what's being shown to you. Actually, you resent being what's shown to you.
Okay.
All right. Hold the line. Okay. Well, if you've got a few more minutes, I can talk to you a little bit more. But otherwise, you can say goodnight to you.
Well, I can tell you that you know.
Hold a second.
I was meditating for like a half an hour. And it didn't feel like it.
Hold a second if he wants to stay with it.
Are you one of the millions of people that suffers with anxiety? If you want to be free, you have to ask yourself why and then accept the truth that will set you free.
I've noticed is it's not really resentment that I seem to be recovering from. It's anxiety. It seems like whenever the subject of either fear, anxiety, worry come up, the conversation turns to resentment. So through this observation exercise and through being just, you know, really being willing to walk through the fire, I've been seeing some stuff that's really uncomfortable, like that feeling in the solar plexus, that tingling, uncomfortable feeling. I used to cover that feeling up through, you know, smoking cigarettes, the adrenaline that came through sex. So if I felt that fear feeling, I'd turn it into adrenaline and try to take control. Now I see what he was talking about. Something to the effect of you become subject to your will. There are times when I'll wake up in the morning and I'll realize that I've been dreaming for the last 2 hours, and I'm sitting here having dreams I don't want to have. And, I mean, I'm talking about compelling dreams that I would normally, if I was awake, I would be feeling compelled to act on things that are destructive ideas. I think what it is that temptation pops up, and the moment that you actually act on it, you've just fed it, thinking that, if I just give into it, it'll go away. You end up being subject to it. That is what I think you're referring to.
So the question is, how do you stop the endless loop of thinking that compels you to do the things you don't want to do, to have the fears you don't want to have? It's simple. Visit FHU.com, that's FHU.com, and download Be Still and Know, It will neutralize the thoughts that come through your mind. Visit FHU.com and conquer anxiety now.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
By the way, you can go to Brighton Academy's web page. It's beautiful. And you can enjoy the little vignette, the little video. I think you'd love it. It's just beautiful to see what kind of school it is in Grants Pass here, if you want to escape the things to come. But let me finish my program with what Canada Free Press has to say. I'm a religious person, a religious organization, and I'm into the good and evil thing, and I'm not into politics. But the point is, whatever is evil. And so your government's evil. It's very simple. And you're an evil people, basically. You don't know you're evil. You just loved all the wrong things. You have love of the world and Even your Christianity has been, you know, usurped. It's bred a feeble Christian, and there's good ones, but there's all too many feeble ones. Anyway, the Canada Free Press. You can go to this article. I won't read all of it. It says, because without America, there's no free world. America, largely silent as their nation, is systematically destroyed. After trillions in taxpayer debt has been foolish. This is what date is this? March the 24th, 2009. After trillions in taxpayer debt has been foolishly poured into the bottomless black hole of leftist wealth redistribution programs under the guise of economic stimulus or stabilization legislation, the new one world government running Washington, D.C. announces Geithner, Bernanke, and blah, 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 blah. And the people still sit silent as they watch Obama nation grow unbridled in power. Geithner asked Congress for even broader power to seize private firms as the average American stumbles through the daily routine as if nothing is happening. Canada Free Press managing editor Julie McLeod writes, no cheerleader for propping up greenback in G20 summits, asking is the table being set for one world government rather than speeding the recovery of the worldwide recession of next week's G20? This is already old stuff already. But Obama nation has taken the nation from a trillion in debt to, it goes on to say like that, but goes on, let me see some good parts. Anyway, you should need to go to that because I don't have time. I don't have time to read it all the way through. So I would go to this. It's worth it. I got to give them credit for this. Without America, there's no free world, see? And so this is all about good and evil and freedom and slavery. And America, you are already slave. Every person who has an addiction. So you call addiction, you give it the wrong name. It's called sin. A dog, a sinner returns to the sin, like a dog to the vomit. That's you. So every time you pick up a cigarette, like you're the dog returning to the vomit. Every time you eat more food than you really need, dog to vomit. I'm sorry. Every time you go back to your drugs and smoke a joint, a bigger dog to vomit. You know, at least when you're eating more food than you need, you're not killing people. But now you have people at the border, murdering each other for the glory of service, the majestic drug smoker, drug sniffers. I mean, the kings and queens on their smoky little thrones. So, gambler, dog to vomit. Kill your baby, abortion. How about another one? And another one. You know, it's just human beings are just products of, a little pleasure. So, you've allowed all these things to happen because how can you stand up against evil when you have your own feeble way of life that enfeebles you with a different sort of sin or dog to vomit relationship? I don't have those problems, thank you. I'm very happy. I don't have those problems. I have a clear mind, and my family doesn't have the problems. The buck stops with me. And I beg you not to be offended by my strong language. Please, don't be offended. I want it to be a clarion call. It's a wake-up call. If you want help, look, the military are ecstatic. I just received 10,000. We'll be receiving those in the next day or so. We've printed 10,000. We paid for it. So one lady gave half of it, about $5,500, for cost more than half for the cost of this. But it's all spoken for already. We have to order another 10,000 before you know it. For the military, we can't keep up with the demand. It's so huge. 50,000 so far have given away. 150,000 again, download from the website of Patriot Outreach, where all the military can get their downloads for free. Please. The Army, the most noble, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, our police, are there to give their lives every day for you to piss it away. This is what you're doing. You're helping the enemy. You gamble, drugs, alcohol. Why don't you? What don't you see? You're being serviced by the bad guys. They're all in union. We're all separated. Different churches, different religions, different political persuasions. One nation under God. You have to give up all that stuff. Be a man, a woman. Be American. We'll be right back.
The ancients used the term faith for what we call common sense. It is common sense which acts as the wordless communication that Christians learn to follow and trust. Seeing by the light of common sense is like hearing and understanding the silent word of God and doing it. Now available on CD, Common Sense Christianity.
I was really hurting, and it really helped me just have peace. Honest, and it's real, and people need to hear the truth and not have it sugar-coated.
Common Sense Christianity, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. For 50 years, Roy Masters has been helping people to find their way. Now it's your turn. Order Common Sense Christianity, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. Order at FHU.com. That's FHU.com. Or call 800-877-3227. That's 800-877-3227. Common Sense Christianity, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. Order at FHU.com or call 800-877-3227. At a time of soaring health care costs, here is some very good news. If you want to be mentally, physically, and emotionally well, all you have to do is manage one deadly emotion: anger. Doctors know that most health issues, including PTSD, depression, divorce, emotional and cardiovascular problems, are all caused by anger, but don't yet understand how to treat daily upsets without drugs or expensive therapy. Introducing The Shepherd, a powerful concentration exercise and proven lessons that teach you how to stay calm and how not to overreact to stress with resentment.
He has helped me. It's so effortless. I can't imagine going without his services.
Do you want to be mentally, physically, and emotionally well? Order The Shepherd. These four CDs will change your life. Order at FHU.com. That's FHU.com. Or call 800-877-3227. That's 800-877-3227. Order The Shepherd at FHU.com. Or call 800-877-3227.